Don't forget, you can listen to any of the past Animal Radio shows or even ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It is a free download. And we go to Christy. Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Where are you today?
I am shopping for countertops for our new bathroom.
Oh, nice.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what's going on?
Well, we have, of course, as everybody thinks so, the world's most adorable labradoodle. But he does fall short in the coming when he's called arena. And I think we trained him so hard when he was young that he stopped coming unless we give him food.
He doesn't come unless you actually have a treat.
Yes, but I mean, in everything else, he's just amazing. But and it scares us because we're buying a new home and it's a new area and it's not safe for him. And he'll just the other day he darted out into the street. And
yeah,
he
that is
come
scary.
Back.
That is very scary. You know, first of all, I just want to say thank you for caring enough about your dog to actually look for help. We could probably spend a whole show talking about teaching your dog how to come. So let's talk about what not to do first and think about how dogs think. First of all, you should never call your dog to do something that your dog doesn't enjoy, like giving her a bath or, you know, ignoring her when she comes or maybe, you know, taking her and putting her in her crate if she doesn't like being in there. Anything she doesn't like, you should never call her when you're going to do that because that will teach her that when she comes to you, something unpleasant's going to happen. So you always want to do the exact opposite and try never to get frustrated when your dog doesn't come to you. Whenever your dog comes to you, it's like a parade. It's like a celebration. It's like, good dog! And there are little games. Are there a lot of people in your family?
Well, we have a 12-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old boy. So I think my dog is beautifully trained. It's just the family that doesn't have a clue.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. When people are inconsistent, it's tough, you know. Another thing to avoid doing is when you call your dog, don't do it repeatedly. Just call your dog one time and then try a second time more firm. And if your dog ignores you, then pretty much all you can do is walk up and try to get the dog. If the dog runs away, don't chase him. Try running the opposite direction. And if that doesn't work, just ignore your dog. Because when you call a dog and a dog doesn't come over and over and over, you're teaching the dog that basically not to respond when you call her. And another thing you have to remember is to set your dog and yourself up for success. So if you call your dog when your dog is doing something really interesting, like playing with another dog or running to greet somebody or maybe there's pizza being eaten, you know, and your dog's chasing after that, whatever a dog is interested in, whenever a dog is interested in something going on, you're setting yourself up for failure when you call your dog because your dog is not going to pay attention. Most won't. And another thing to remember is there's no such thing as 100% guarantee that your dog will come no matter what dog it is because dogs are not machines and they're unpredictable. So they don't always come when you call them. So there are little things you can do to teach your dog to come to you and to respect you. There are games I like to play, but it all starts on a leash. You know, the more time your dog spends on a leash with you, the better. And the more calm your dog is when you teach your dog things, the better. So the time not to attempt to teach your dog something is when your dog is excited and jumping and running and playing. The time to teach your dog something and to give your dog affection is when your dog is calm, just laying there. The more affection you give your dog when your dog is calm, the more calm your dog is going to learn to be over time. So you pay no attention to your dog when your dog is jumping around excited, and you give your dog lots of attention when your dog is being mellow and calm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Dogs love structure and routine. So every single day at the same time, if you could spend 10 to 15 minutes with your dog teaching your dog to come, you will see amazing results. And the best way to do that is to put your dog in a quiet room with no people, like the garage, for about 10 minutes. Then go get your dog, and if the dog starts jumping around when you come to get your dog, turn around, walk away, and close the door. And do it over and over, because your dog's 10 months old, did you say?
Yes.
Do it over and over again until your dog just sits there and is calm. Then put the collar on. If the dog starts jumping around again, just put your hands up in the air and stand there, look straight ahead, don't move until your dog gets calm again. Eventually, you're gonna take your dog outside into the yard to go to the bathroom, and after your dog goes to the bathroom, you're gonna say, good dog, and you're gonna have a 10-foot leash. and you're basically just going to let your dog do his thing. You're going to sit in a chair, or you're going to stand there, and you're going to give the come command, you know, come. Give him a gentle tug on the leash, and if he doesn't come to you, you're just going to reel him in like a fish, and when he gets near you, you're going to go, good dog. And you might have to do this for about a week. Might have to do it for...
long enough?
10 foot. 10 foot is good. 16 feet, something like that. Okay. And you're pretty much going to stand there like a statue. And you're going to give your dog the come command once or twice and then reel him in like a fish. But when he gets to you, you're going to be good. Even if you have to kind of drag him, you're going to be like, good dog. You know, no treat though, just a pet. And then just turn around and pay no attention to him. Let him do his own thing. I think you're a smart lady, and I think you can do it. Just remember, your dog's not a person. He's not a human. They're not motivated like people are, and they don't have people emotions. If you pay attention to his body language, how he moves, how he looks at you, whenever your dog is staring at you for long periods of time, he's looking for leadership.
Okay, because when he comes to he also doesn't come in the house. He'll just stand there and say, come on in, Chevy. And he just stands there and looks at us.
Think of it from your dog's point of view. Your dog has mastered manipulating you in that way. He's learned that when he, see, when he stands at the door, you react and give him attention. Is that not true?
Correct.
Okay, so now when your dog stands at the door, what are you going to do next time?
Just walk away.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And do not forget that the Animal Radio app, Your Answer, it's a free download for iPhone and Android. You can listen to the show anytime, even ask your questions right from the Animal Radio app. I have it on my phone. Do you have it your own?
I do have it on mine. Of
what
course
about
I do.
You don't even have a smartphone, Alan, do you?
No, I don't. I don't believe in smart things.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.